You are listening to an exclusive podcast on Money Control.
A very good evening and a very warm welcome to an evening walk down Dalal Street. It is back from the holidays that we enjoyed on account of the Shera. Here's hoping that those who celebrated had a good time and those who didn't ended up having a good break. But let's find out what happened today on Dalal Street upon return. My name is Rakesh Sharma and you're listening to Money Control.
An evening walk down Dalal Street with Money Control.
Headline indices, Sensex and Nifty logged strong gains after six consecutive days of losses as investor sentiment got a booster dose after the government announced a 5% hike in Dearness Allowance or DA. Experts said the hike in DA will boost consumer demand as it implies more money in the hands of over a crore government employees. S. Ranganathan, who is head of research at LKP Securities, told Money Control, and I quote, "The 5% hike in Dearness Allowance means more money in the hands of over a crore government employees, which will increase their purchasing power. Hopes that the consumer demand will increase in the near term pushed many heavyweight stocks higher." Unquote. Stable global cues and the rupee's improved health also offered some support, which propelled investors to embark on short covering. The Indian currency erased all losses and rose up to 8 paise higher against the American dollar. Ajit Mishra, Vice President Research at Religare Broking, told Money Control, and I quote, "The bulls staged a smart comeback led by short covering and stable global cues." Unquote. Second quarter earnings and global cues are the top triggers that will steer the market in the coming sessions, Mishra went on to say, and I quote, "Going forward, the upcoming earnings season would dictate the trend for the Indian market. More than the earnings announcements, investors and traders would focus on the outlook by the management, especially for consumption-driven companies. On the global front, market participants would keep a close watch on trade talks between the US and China." End quote. At the end of the day, Sensex settled with a solid gain of 646 points or 1.72% to close at 38,177.95 with 22 stocks in the green and 8 in the red. IndusInd Bank emerged as the top gainer in the index, followed by Bharti Airtel, ICICI Bank, State Bank of India and Mahindra & Mahindra. On the flip side, Yes Bank, Hero MotoCorp, HCL Technologies, ITC and Tata Consultancy Services finished as the top losers in the index. The Nifty Pack closed the day 187 points or about 1.68% higher at 11,313.3. Among the 50 stocks in the index, 38 stocks were in the green today. Among secondary barometers, BSE mid-cap and small-cap indices climbed 1.38% and 0.66% respectively, underperforming the Sensex. Certainly gains were made, but not at the same level as the benchmarks. Among the sectors, BSE Telecom had a great day, up 4.92%, BankEx was up 3.67%, finance 2.84% and metal 2.12%. These four sectors are among the top gainers sectorally today. The cumulative market capitalization of BSE listed firms jumped about 1.66 lakh crore rupees in a single day today, making investors richer by that much. Which were the stocks that made some noise today? As I told you, shares of IndusInd Bank surged as much as 5.45% to close at 1,309.50 rupees on the BSE, a day ahead of its September quarter earnings. Brokerages expect healthy set of numbers from this private sector lender. Speaking of private sector lenders, Yes Bank suffered a loss of 5.26% to finish at 43.20 rupees after the lender denied media reports saying it is in talks with three technology companies, including software major Microsoft, for a strategic investment. Shares of Tata Consultancy Services ended the day with a loss of 1.57% at 2,020.65 rupees on the eve of its second quarter numbers. Brokerages are expecting a mixed set of numbers from the IT bellwether. Shares of Titan Company slipped 2.41% to 1,229.05 rupees as global financial firm Citi downgraded the stock to neutral after the company exhibited muted growth in the second quarter. And finally, share price of Lupin, pharmaceutical major Lupin, climbed 1.94% to settle at 681.75 rupees after the pharma company received a good manufacturing practice, that is GMP certificate, from a Japanese regulator for its Mandideep facility. Of course, I'll come back to you with the top news of the day on a separate dedicated podcast, which focuses on news from across the country and the world. But here's a quick look at some top news of the day. Quick headlines. The cabinet has hiked DA by 5%. Union Minister Prakash Javadekar announced today. This move raises DA to 17% from 12%. State Bank of India has cut interest rates on fixed deposits a second in 1 month by 10 basis points. 100 basis points is 1 percentage point, so 10 basis points is 0.1%. This is applicable on select maturities. Arjun Bansal, the Vice President of Artificial Intelligence Software and AI Lab at Intel, and Ankiti Bose, the CEO and co-founder of Zlingo, are two Indian origin individuals who are featured on Fortune's 2019 40 under 40 list. So Forbes has a 30 under 30, 40 under 40, Fortune has one too, and there are two people of Indian origin on that list this year. A quick look now at how financial markets elsewhere performed today. European stocks steadied on Wednesday today, but sentiment remained fragile as negotiations for a Brexit withdrawal deal seemed all but dead, and the US-China trade dispute triggered another round of selling, this according to a report by Reuters. Among Asian peers, China's Shanghai Composite Index ended 0.39% higher, while Japan's Nikkei 225 dropped 0.61%. Today's news done. How are things stacked up for tomorrow? Nagaraj Shetty, technical research analyst at HDFC Securities, told Money Control, and I quote, "After showing consistent weakness in the last six sessions, Nifty witnessed a sharp upside bounce today and closed the day with hefty gains. A long bullish candle was formed today from the near crucial support of 11,100 to 11,050 levels, which is a previous upside breakout point of larger consolidation as per the concept of change in polarity. The Nifty showing a sharp up move today could be a relief factor for bulls to make a comeback as per short-term basis. The near-term trend of Nifty remains negative, so there is a possibility of sell-on rise opportunity around 11,400 to 11,500 levels." Unquote. So there may be a bullish air in the stock markets of India thanks to some relief factors that we've been seeing across sectors. But there is one sector that is still on some edge, if you will, considering it's not been the greatest couple of years for the banking sector. We've seen scam after scam, and NPA has become a dreaded troika of letters for the sector. There is a new one added to the roster. That is, of course, the PMC scam. If you've only heard of it but don't really know what's going on about it, our Digging Deeper podcast today is all about that. All the questions you ever had about this PMC scam and who is at the center of it all and what is the likely resolution of it, you will find the answers to those questions on that podcast. And stories of the day will, of course, keep you updated with stories from across the country and the world. Give me 20 minutes and I'll give you the world. That is a promise. Do write into us, mcpodcast@nw18.com. Until the next time you hear from me, this is me, Rakesh Sharma, on behalf of the Money Control Podcast Desk, saying thank you for joining us, and do stay with us on moneycontrol.com to be a smart listener and an even smarter investor.
An evening walk down Dalal Street with Money Control.
And now a word on a subscription product. Money Control Pro offers actionable investment ideas, independent research, insights and analysis from the world of business, economy, politics and policy. Get access to Money Control Pro at ₹599 for a year. Use code GETPRO. For more information, check out the Money Control website or mobile app.
The views and investment tips expressed by investment experts on moneycontrol.com are his or her own and not that of the website or its management. Moneycontrol.com advises users to check with certified experts before taking any investment decisions.
This has been a Money Control presentation.